episode 153 of Fire Up Tickets out of fireplace.com. I'm Mike Gelato. Joining me as always, Dom Console. Dom, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I'll be honest. There's not a whole lot going on this week. Phillies played some games. Basketball playoffs are, you know, deep into it. Hockey playoffs are going on. The NFL schedule gets released this week. It's, you know, there's really not a whole lot going on. It's funny because we're not even at the dog days of summer, but like it kind of feels that way right now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. We're kind of entering that only the Phillies are on NBA and NHL. We're also not used to like the Sixers being done as early as they were.
Yeah.
It feels like we're on the countdown to like training camp, right? Like we can't wait for training camp to talk about guys in gym shorts, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's when we get real excited.
Right. So
or when my boy Matvey Michkov comes over here, then it's Flyers every week for me.
Oh, well, that's something we could talk about too. We were talking before the show. What the hell are we going to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we could get into Matvey. I'm so excited. I don't know if it's going to happen this year. I know there's like some talk about possibly getting out of his contract early and will there be a termination and all that. Like, but, you know, until it happens, I can't get too excited because I'll lose my mind.
Just as long as they don't send him down to Ukraine, you know?
Right. Yeah. As long as they don't do the Ivan Fedotov treatment, they're all good.
Yeah.
But with Rush, you just never know.
No, certainly not.
He could just go missing, and nobody could hear from him, and that's Russia. Russia, baby.
Yep.
So, so I guess to start it off here, the last couple weeks, we've been talking about your bracket of post-2000 comedies.
Yep.
And we're on to round three. The round two.
On to the Sweet 16. I think we had one or two upsets here.
Did we?
Yeah, at least one.
I'm trying to
look. All right,
I'm trying to look at the upsets. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so
I don't want to get too ahead of myself.
We had the number one seed Superbad play the number eight seed This Is 40 and Superbad wins. And then we had the number five American Pie 2 play the 13 seed Accepted.
It's a close
American
battle.
And American Pie 2 Accepted was in the lead for a little bit. American Pie 2 beats Accepted, so Superbad versus American Pie 2 in the Sweet 16.
It's Superbad's going to take it. Superbad's like the heavy favorite in this entire thing, I think.
Okay.
And it's going to be hard to beat. I love American Pie 2, but Superbad, I think, is going to crush American Pie 2.
Okay. And then we had the 6-seed Couples Retreat play the 3-seed Pineapple Express. Pineapple Express advances.
And I was a little surprised about that,
really?
By the way. A little bit. Like, I don't know. Like, I love Pineapple Express, but like, I thought Couples Retreat was a better movie. I don't know.
Okay. I probably agree with that. But I think Pineapple Express has a bigger cult following.
Sure, that's probably fair.
And it just came out at a time when, like, Seth Rogen was making those three movies like back to back to back, and you know, right after Superbad and Knocked Up. So like, I think a lot of people really, like myself, really, really enjoy, and I think you enjoy that run, and maybe it gets a little bit more credit than it should. But I think that definitely plays a role.
Sure.
And then we had the 10-seed Elf play the 2-seed Wedding Crashers. I think Wedding Crashers absolutely smoked it.
73%.
Yeah. So now we've got in the Sweet 16, Pineapple Express versus Wedding Crashers. This is when it gets like,
yeah. So I said that last week that we're on a collision course for Wedding Crashers versus Superbad
in the Elite Eight too.
And yeah, right. So Wedding Crashers, I think, is going to move on against Pineapple Express.
So then the next round, the next region, we had the 40-year-old Virgin beat. The 1-seed 40-year-old Virgin beat the 9-seed Role Models. And then we had the 12-seed Grown-Ups beat the... I'm sorry. Yeah, the 12-seed Grown-Ups beat the 4-seed 21
Jump
Street.
It's a big upset. I don't like that at all.
It's a big upset. It's a very big upset. Yeah. I love both. I don't agree with that either.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So we have 40-year-old Virgin versus Grown-Ups.
I just love 21 Jump Street. I don't...
Yeah.
Maybe I'm underrating the movie Grown-Ups, but like... I don't know. I don't like that, man. I don't like that upset. I don't. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
So Grown-Ups against, what was the next one? Oh, 40-year-old Virgin, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Grown Ups 40 Year Old Virgin. Give me 40 Year Old Virgin. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't think about that way too long.
Yeah, I was. My mind was computing what was going on. I was still. My mind was mad about the upset.
Right. and then we had almost had a tie for a second straight week. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It came down to the last hour. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The six seed.
Yep.
Losing.
Knights. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, losing to the three seed Talladega Knights.
So Talladega Knights advances. Talladega Knights.
Very close.
Yep.
And then we had the seven seed Scary Movie go up against the two seed Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder wins. So Talladega Knights versus Tropic Thunder.
This is gonna be really close. I think this might be the battle of the round.
Okay.
It's so close. You know what? I think I would take Talladega Knights.
Okay. And you voted against them in the last round, right?
I did, yeah. I liked Forgetting Sarah Marshall more than Talladega Knights.
Yep.
But I think I go Talladega Knights over Tropic Thunder.
Okay. And then moving on to the next region, we have the one seed Hangover that beats the nine seed, the other guys. And then we have Horrible Bosses, the five seed, beating the four seed Zoolander. So now we have the one seed Hangover versus the five seed Horrible Bosses.
This is tough for me, and this might be a hot take.
Uh-oh.
I like The Hangover. I do. I really think it's a good movie. I think it falls into the Step Brothers category where, like, I think it's slightly overrated. It's still great, but slightly overrated.
What do you like better?
Over The Hangover or Step Brothers?
Yeah.
I like Hangover a bit more.
Okay.
But I think I like Horrible Bosses better than both of them. So give me Horrible Bosses over The Hangover.
Okay. See, I think The Hangover came at a time nobody expected it to be as funny as it was. And I think those three guys coming together were just magic. The three perfect guys to play those perfect roles. I just remember being at that time, it was what, 2009, 2010, like
something like that.
People going to the movie theater, watching Hangover and coming back and saying, I was not expecting it to be that funny.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I guess that's true. My problem with it, and not this isn't even about like the movie itself, is that everybody kind of gave it like an original. They thought it was an original concept, and it's never been done before. But like, it's just a funnier version of Dude, Where's My Car? Like, it's very similar. Yeah.
It's just not goofy like that. Like
sure, yeah, for sure, goofy. Yeah.
But you could say that about a lot of movies. So that's like the whole idea of being creative and making movies, right? Like, you could think of American Pie as kind of like Superbad is just kind of like a different way of doing American Pie. They're trying to get laid before graduation, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So it kind of happens a lot. It's just like I saw really quick. I saw an interview Seth Rogen was on that said that are you familiar with Dax Shepard?
Yeah, love Dax Shepard.
So he has a, are you familiar with the podcast?
Armchair? I'm not. No,
Armchair Experts, probably one of the best podcasts out there. He's on
second to Fired Up, obviously.
I said one of.
Yeah, right.
So he was on Dax Shepard's podcast, and he basically said, like, during the time that Pineapple Express came out, there was another movie at the exact same time that had the concept of a wheat farm, like going up in flames, and they were worried that, like, and Dax Shepard said the same thing about a movie about his that was, I forget what the movie was or what exactly happened in his movie, but like they were saying at that time, two movies came out at the same time that did the exact same thing, and they were worried. And like, people don't even think about that now, you know?
Yeah.
So I
wonder what that other movie was.
The one with the
Weed Farm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I forget.
I'd have to look it up.
Not as big as Pineapple Express.
Well, no, obviously not.
The next round or the next matchup is, the 3-seed Dodgeball. Or I'm sorry, the 6-seed Ted goes up against the 3-seed Dodgeball. Dodgeball wins.
Yep.
And then you've got the 7-seed Road Trip going up against the 2-seed Knocked Up, and Knocked Up wins. So Dodgeball versus Knocked Up.
Yeah, I mean,
I know where I would go, but like this is where tough. It does get hard.
This is tough for me because again, both movies are great. I think Dodgeball is gonna win, but I think I would choose Knocked Up to win.
I think I would agree with that. I would choose Knocked Up, but I think Dodgeball might win because I think Dodgeball. Again, like Seth Rogen is known for like Superbad and Pineapple Express, and again, that's like Knocked Up is just as good as those, but like it doesn't. I feel like it's a very underrated movie.
Very underrated.
So, I could see that happening. I hope Knocked Up goes to the
But yeah, but like with Final the amount four. Of with the amount of like Dodgeball's such a quotable movie. It knocked up as two, but yeah. I feel like Dodgeball is even more so. It's just so quotable. Like people use quotes to Dodgeball just in daily conversation. So that's why I think Dodgeball might win.
I think Knocked Up has just as much lines and quotable lines as Dodgeball, but it has more of a cult following.
Mainstream more following?
People, yeah. Like Dodgeball. No, I think Dodgeball has a mainstream.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think more people enjoy watching Dodgeball than Knocked Up. I don't. I love both, but I would prefer to watch Knocked Up personally.
I think I agree with that, yeah.
But yeah, so, and then the next region, we have the one seed Step Brothers beating the eight, or going up against, beating the 8 seed Meet the Parents. That was a close one, too, I think, right?
No.
Okay.
89.5%.
Yeah, never mind. I lied. So the Step Brothers advances. Then we have the 9 seed We Are the Millers going up against the 8. Or
I thought it was the 4 seed. Wasn't the 4 the Millers?
That's what
I meant.
Sorry, 5 seed. 5 seed We Are the Millers going up against the 4 seed Bridesmaids. We Are the Millers advances.
That was a little closer. 60% for We Are the Millers.
Superbad versus We Are the Millers. I'm sorry. Step Brothers
versus We Are the Millers. 1 versus 5. So again, I think my
chicken scratch handwriting. Yeah.
You gotta like put it on like a document or something. Type that up.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I will once we get into the Sweet 16, I will. I'll
update the bracket a little bit. So this is where, again, I keep saying I think Step Brothers is a little overrated. I think Step Brothers is gonna beat We Are the Millers, but my vote goes for We Are the Millers.
I love both, but I think Step Brothers is better.
I think We Are the Millers is criminally underrated.
I think it is underrated too. I think it's really good. I love Sudeikis. Sudeikis was like Sudeikis, Andy Samberg, like those guys were my SNL growing up. I love Sudeikis. But yeah, I just think Step Brothers is more enjoyable for me.
Yeah.
And then we had the 11 seed 51st Dates going up against the 3 seed Old School. Old School wins. And then we have the 7 seed Just Friends going up against the 2 seed Anchorman. Anchorman wins. So Old School versus Anchorman. We've got a Will Ferrell matchup.
We do.
That's his second one, isn't it?
It might be. I forget what exactly went in the first round. That's a look.
Yeah.
What did it go up against? Knocked Up Massage Party was a Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, yeah.
Dodgeball Beer Fest. I think what other would?
No, maybe not. This might be the first Will Ferrell matchup.
It might be. I'm trying to look. Oh, Talladega Nights, Blades of Glory.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think did Sandler went up? No, maybe he didn't.
I'm trying to think what Sandler movies were in here.
Chuck and Larry didn't go up. It went up against Meet the Parents. I Love You or not? I Love You, Man. Funny People. Where did that go up against?
Couples Retreat.
Okay.
Nah, maybe not. I don't believe so. So this is Anchorman and Old School. So I mean, this is where, again, we're gonna keep saying it. This is where the matchups get tough. But like, Old School's such a classic for me, and like, as much as I love Anchorman, I feel like the character can get tired.
I'm gonna say something controversial here.
Okay.
I think Anchorman's a little overrated.
Oh, fair enough. I don't even disagree with that. I love Anchorman, but
I like it a lot.
I don't hate that take.
I like it a lot. I think it's a little overrated.
Yeah. And especially, like, I'm even getting tired of, and I get, yes, you know, the opportunity for him to, like, you know, Will Ferrell to come up and be, like, you saw the Tom Brady roast. Like, his opportunity to, you know, be the character in these different, like, I feel like it's ruining the character almost. Like, just sure. Just do the movie. That's all. Like, I don't need to see, Anchorman doing, you know, appearances and all that shit. So, but yeah, it's give me Old School. I like Old School over Anchorman.
I think I go that way too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. So we're gonna start. So I'm thinking, should I do Sweet 16 and the Elite 8
before next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the week after that, we could do the Final Four and the Championship.
Okay.
In 1 week.
Okay,
yeah, I think that works.
All right, so tomorrow we'll start around like maybe like between 9 and 10 a.m. tomorrow. We'll
okay.
I'll have Sweet 16 matchups, and then I guess maybe I'll see how long it takes me, and then maybe like Wednesday or Thursday we'll do the Elite 8.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right,
I like that. But yeah, I mean, now that we're done that, what are we talking about for the next 30 to 45 minutes?
Well, so okay, so we've got Phillies, we've got Michkov, we've got NFL schedule leaks. What do you want to start with?
Let's hammer out the NFL stuff first, because so I haven't you just before we went live here, you told me that there were some leaks, and I haven't seen anything.
And wait, listen, the internet's always right, right? Like you know,
yeah, for sure.
But I have seen some credible people say some stuff. So they released today that the Ravens Chiefs are the first game. Thursday night, September 5th.
Hold on, you cut out for a second.
Do we got early?
Hold on, repeat that, whatever you just said. Rewind it back and start over.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the NFL released today, this morning, that the Ravens play the Chiefs for the first game of the season, September 5th, I believe.
Okay.
We got an early Labor Day this year, so I think it's September 2nd, so that means football's back that week.
Yeah.
College football's back that week. But
they're back the same week?
So the weekend, so college football will start Thursday before Memorial or Labor Day, and then Saturday Labor Day is when all the teams play, and then Thursday
week prior. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the same calendar week, but basically.
Okay,
like, yeah.
I got you.
Like I think they play what's Labor Day Saturday? What's Labor Day? The 2nd. So the 31st. The 31st is the big Saturday slate, like the first
me,
week of
you're
college.
You're asking me questions. I'm not going to have any information on.
Yeah, so it's the 2nd.
It is
Monday.
The 2nd. Yes, it is the 2nd.
So then the 31st, all the college teams play on Saturday. That's like the big slate. And then
so
that
the
Thursday,
is the,
that gotcha. Thursday is the first NFL game.
That makes sense.
It's the Ravens Chiefs. They announced it this morning.
It's a good matchup.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I dislike the Ravens. I don't know. It's fine.
What did he dislike about the Ravens?
Like, I just look at that game and I'm like, I'm weird. I go into this thinking fantasy football. Like, I go in thinking, am I going to have any kind of rooting interest in this game other than if I have to gamble, right? Like, if you don't get Mahomes, who the hell else are you taking besides Travis Kelce? And I don't take Travis Kelce in fantasy. So, like, who else are you taking on that team that, like, is a slam dunk? I'm definitely going to draft him.
Yeah, you know. I mean, what running back really do you care about?
Right. I mean, Rice is a nice little player, but, like,
what's his deal?
Is he going to, well, even if he, forget about that. Let's just say everything is fine, right? You're going to draft Rice. Are you going to start him week one?
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Like,
unless you're in, like, a 14 team league.
Yeah. And I'm not in any of those. So, like, and then the Ravens, it's like Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews, like, you know, and Flowers is another dude that, like, you draft. Like, are you really starting him week one? Like,
yeah, but I don't think they're looking at that. I think they're looking at
no. I just meant for me personally.
For sure. Yeah, but
no, I know what they're looking at.
They're looking at the big matchup, the shoving Lamar and Mahomes down your throat.
Yeah, it's a story from last year,
right. And that's going to be like a heavily gambled on game. Like, it's
for sure. Know. No, I'm not saying it's not smart.
Conference
I'm
rivals.
I'm just saying from my perspective. Like, so that's the first game of the season. And then we have some Eagles stuff. So obviously we know the Eagles go to Brazil against Green Bay.
I know we talked about it slightly, but I don't know if we ever gave, like, opinions. Do you care about them playing in Brazil? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Are you indifferent?
Okay, so I don't give a shit. I think I've been on record saying this. I don't give a shit where they play. They can play on the fucking moon. As long as they win, I don't give a shit. it sucks it takes a home game away from them, but, like, we still have 8 more, you know?
Right, yeah.
It's whatever. I mean, I think it's crazy because of the rumors that you saw that, like, the team in Brazil, they're playing in a soccer stadium. They don't like the color green. Like, they don't allow the color green in the stadium.
The NFL picked two
teams that wear green.
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious how that kind of, you know, if that plays in. I don't know.
Maybe the Packers wear whites and the Eagles wear blacks.
Maybe. It's possible. But yeah, no. You know, as long as it's fun because it's a Friday night and I get to go do something.
Yeah, I kind of like the Friday night.
So
dang.
We'll see. And I heard that, again, this is just, I heard a accredited person
inside sources
say this, that he saw that they will probably play Monday night week two at home.
Okay.
At home.
Per
like
sources.
Not, yeah. That makes sense because they're, you know, obviously,
I hate Monday
traveling.
Games. I'll be honest.
You what?
I don't like Monday games. I don't like them.
Yeah,
at all.
I don't like them that early, because they did this last year, the last 2 years, didn't they? Were they played Monday night week two?
Their home opener. Their home opener, I believe, was Monday last year, was it not?
No, it was Thursday. So they went from playing
Thursday,
Sunday, Thursday,
what it was.
Yeah. Monday night the following week against
that's
Tampa.
What it was. Yep.
But yeah, and then the week before they played, or the year before they played the Vikings week two on Monday night.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense with travel. And also, I expect Green Bay to play Monday night as well, because week two, because remember last year they did the week one. They remember how all the, like for years and years and years, they would have two Monday night games week one and then
mm-hmm.
and then one Monday night every week after that. Well, remember last year they did week one, they did one Monday night game, and last year they did two Monday night games week
two. Yeah, I thought
it
was very weird. Yep.
Yeah. So,
I think that's going to be week two. Packers
yes.
also play Monday night.
Yes. I believe that's just my suspicion.
I could see it. I could definitely see it. So what other leaks do you have?
We have Tom Brady's broadcasting debut. Did you see that?
I did not, no.
It's gonna be week one on Fox. It's gonna be it's the 1 o'clock game. I'm not sure what time yet. But it's gonna be the Dallas Cowboys and at the Cleveland Browns.
Who is he with? Have they announced like his like team, like the team? Yet?
I'm not sure if they did. I didn't see anything.
Okay.
Only thing I know is with Fox.
But is that at Collingsworth NBC, right? Where's Collingsworth?
Collingsworth is NBC.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's because he's Sunday night.
I'm trying to think who Fox is.
So it's Mike. No.
And Romo CBS, right?
Romo is with Nance on CBS.
CBS, yeah. Well, who the hell is Fox?
On what?
So I was trying to think of who did Fox.
Greg Olson.
Here.
Greg Olson.
Okay.
And,
okay.
But I think Brady's taking over for Olson.
It makes sense. Yeah, you can't have both of those guys. Like,
yeah.
They're going to do the same role. But I thought Olson sucked, personally.
Yeah, I don't like him either. Yeah, because Monday night is now Buck and Aikman on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, who is it? Mike Ferreira or Mike Ferrero?
I don't know.
No, he's Sunday night now with Collingsworth. And then Thursday's Kirk Herbstreit and who did Miracle on Ice?
Al Michaels?
Al Michaels, yep. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit are on Amazon Thursday nights.
Okay. Hold on, let's see. I'm looking at that's 2023. Give me 2024. Unless they haven't announced it yet. Maybe they haven't announced
what's
it.
What's that? Oh,
the broadcast team.
Who look up who Olsen was with last year.
Kevin Burkhardt.
I wouldn't be shocked because I think he's replacing Olsen.
So Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady?
That's gonna be my guess. Unless Brady came in and was like, I'm not calling games with Burkhardt.
Well, I mean, if anybody's gonna make that call,
right.
it's Tom Brady.
Dude, go watch the video, or if you want to play it. Of him finding out the game, that the Cowboys Browns game. It's so funny because like you could tell he's been trained to like talk like this, but he kind of slips up a little bit. It's really funny.
Where can I find this at?
I saw it on Twitter. I'll try to find it.
Yeah, try
he's
to
with
find
Strahan.
It and send it over to me because I you saw it on Twitter.
Yeah,
what should I search?
I'm looking it up. Hold on. All
right. And was Tom Brady reacting to it?
Yep. Here you go. I got it right here. You want me to text it to you or just
can you send it DM it to me all on
right.
Twitter? Send it to me on Twitter.
I got it. Just send it.
I'm looking and wait. Is this with him with Strahan?
Yep.
Okay, I have it. Then I found yeah. it. Hold on 1 second.
Personally, I think Fox is the best. Like. Football station, personally. I watch those guys.
Yeah.
If I ever watch a pre, Sunday, like the 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, it's usually Bradshaw and Howie and Strahan and those guys.
All right, let's take a look at this.
I know you've been waiting to call your first game.
Yeah.
And I got a little something for you, man. I got some big news.
It's like, watch him. Watch him when he, like, answers. He sounds so, like.
The schedule isn't out yet, but I know a little something about your first game.
Are you going to tell me?
Maybe I will. You want to know?
I want to know.
You want to know?
Damn right I want to know.
All right, drum roll, please. For the first time in 5 years, the NFL on Fox opens with the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be your first game. And also, another thing, week one is back to being an exclusive doubleheader window for Fox. So how do you like that news? You get to the Cowboys first week.
Amazing. Obviously, having the Cowboys on is a huge draw. As America's team, that's
how forced it is.
Hard for me to say that all the time. Understand, they were the competition for a long time. But in this new role, I know the Cowboys, how important they are to this network. They got great storylines. Come on, Dak Prescott. Let's see if he can finally come through. One of the great defensive players. Did that just slip out? Micah Parsons, what a great player he is.
Dude, Strahan's like, you can't say that.
I love covering them.
What did he say? What did he say? Was that bad?
Them for a long, they are to
just about
this
Dak.
Network. They got great storylines. Come on, Dak Prescott. Let's see if he can finally come through. One of the great defensive players.
Well, I don't think he's anything bad.
Did that just slip out?
Yeah, I don't know that you say that. I don't think you say it the way he did.
What a great player he is. And Coach McCarthy. So I love covering them. I've been obviously going against them for a long time, and now I get to tell everyone how great they are.
Oh, I already like what you're doing, man. I already like it.
It just seems like a little forced.
Well, that's kind of what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's going to be forced. Like, that's, I mean, she's never done it before. I mean, yeah.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Can be, you know, as charismatic. And not that I even is all that charismatic, but, like, I don't know. It's going to be forced.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I don't really
You could just tell he's been in training for the last few months.
Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, they'll get him right by September, but
sure. And I still don't even have any problem with what he said about that.
Yeah, you got to say it differently. That's all. I don't think if you're on TV, I don't think Fox wants
especially
Dallas Cowboys.
He was trying to I don't think he was talking shit to Dak. I think he was trying to set up a storyline.
No, I understand. I just don't think you do it that way. That's all. I just think you say it differently.
Okay.
And I think Fox is like, you know, Strahan sitting there because Strahan knows it's like the Dallas Cowboys are, you know, as much as we hate them, they're, you know, they are the Dallas Cowboys. They're the, you know, the most.
But Dallas Cowboys fans are probably like, can he finally get it done? Like, they're asking themselves the same question.
No, I understand. I just think that, you know, there's a different way to say it and, you know, there's no reason to put a spotlight on it.
What was this event that he was at?
I have no idea.
They were having this conversation.
No idea.
Okay. Speaking of event, I mean, did you watch the full roast?
I haven't seen the full thing yet. No,
that's so good. It's so good. And like I'm hit or miss on Brady. Like obviously, throughout his playing career, like I hated the guy.
Yeah.
Then he went in his Tampa Bay years. I hated him a little less. I don't know why. Maybe because the Patriots weren't winning every goddamn year, but like I hate him a little less, and now he's out. Like I don't hate him. I don't love him. He's kind of somewhere in the middle for me. But I thought the roast was great.
I just thought we started it the other day. We watched maybe like an hour of it.
The best parts are in the hour that you watched.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say when did you see Tony Hinchcliffe yet?
No,
he might be. He rivals Nikki Glaser.
Okay. I've seen it online. That's the thing. That's what I'm watching. I'm like, ha, because I've already seen it.
See, that's the thing. Before I watch it, every clip that I would make sure I scrolled right past it.
I did that for a while.
Make sure I didn't want to see it. Yeah.
I did that for a while, and then I was like, I'll just watch it.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then any leaks? Any other leaks, or is that kind of finishes
I'm
it up?
I'm trying to think that's about it. We'll find out more on Wednesday. I'm sure we'll find out more tomorrow of rumors and things that leak tomorrow. But I used to be so into the schedule release, dude. I used to be like a nut.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care about it, to be honest. Okay.
You're gonna play who you're gonna play. It's
yeah. I just think it's more along the lines of like planning and like. I mean, obviously they release it in May because the sports are bigger. Yes, sports are as big as they've ever been. Dude, this is like the third week in a row we've had a mad face. Is it that guy again?
Hold on, let me look. I can look. It is.
You're pissing me off.
Yeah, it's him. Yep.
I mean, listen, you know.
But to be fair.
If you don't have haters, you're not doing something right.
To be fair, I think he does it just to piss you off.
Probably.
I think that's the only reason. Yeah, it's, you know.
That's fine. He's got to do something with his life, right?
Right, exactly.
What was I saying here? Oh, I used to be so into the schedule, dude, like, and the draft. I used to be a nut. I used to not look at my phone all day and wait until the 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. show and watch them release it.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's, like, so hard because I'm way more on Twitter than, like, when I was, like, 3-4 years ago. So it's a little less, easy to like, get by.
Philly's starting to cook.
Yeah. Well, I actually, did you see the fourth run scored by the Mets just, like, the half inning ago?
The fourth run?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm way behind, I think.
Yeah, we're in the top of the eighth, pal.
Holy shit, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Did you see when they made it 3-2?
I just went, yeah, that's what I was looking at, 3-2. All right, never mind.
That happened like when we first started the show. Yeah,
so for whatever reason.
They're in the top of the eighth, pal.
I think when I scrolled away from the iPad for a second, and I think when I did that, it like paused it, and then I went back, and I guess it resumed from where I left off. And I was like, oh shit, they're running on second and third, nobody out. They're going to tie this thing up. And no, I guess they didn't.
Now they sure did not.
Top of the eighth, they're losing 4-2. I did not see the fourth run, by the way, because
I thought it was foul.
I was two innings behind.
Yeah. I thought it was foul. No. It was guy on second, and it was like over the bag, but like it hit the line. I to me, it looked foul, but I guess I'd have to. Obviously, I don't have like the volume on, so I can't hear, and I really only saw it once. So, but yeah, yeah, I think that's it for the NFL schedule.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah. But we're gonna move on to the Phillies. I mean, there really isn't a whole lot. I mean, they're, you know, they're. It's hard for me to call what the last. Oh God, what a horrendous swing by Harper. It's hard to call it like a, you know, a slump or whatever. Because I mean, they're still, you know, top. You know, they're still winning games, but
yeah, they're 10-3 in the last 13.
Right, exactly. But I think if they lose tonight, what, 2 or 3 in a row?
It'll be 2.
So yeah.
But
so, and you always enjoy beating the Mets. So you know, losing to the Mets always sucks.
No, for sure. I'll be there Thursday against the Mets, and I'm trying to. So Friday is a giveaway. It's the Stott bobblehead. I may just buy a ticket, go to the game, like the cheapest ticket I can find. Go to the game, get it, and then go back home.
Leave
because I live close enough, obviously. To just walk really quick. So that'll be a very expensive bobblehead. A $28 bobblehead.
You could probably you live close enough where you could buy a ticket like 25 minutes before the game starts.
I could really buy it 25 minutes after the game starts and
True. Do they give it to every fan or do they have to be like the first?
Yeah, no, it's everybody.
Okay. Yeah, so you probably could buy a ticket after the game for like $10.
This is why I had a kid, dude, so I could go to games and get giveaways that are 14 and under.
Right.
The Schwarber towel, towel, that's going to be mine.
There you go. If
kids 14 and under, come on. We're going to the game.
So when she turns, you know, 15, you got to get back to work again.
Oh, we'll probably have more. dude, I even thought of something really bad. Like, what if I took, like, I don't know, somebody like my niece, right? Like, who's 5. What if I took her to a game like that? What's the giveaway? There's another giveaway that's 1400 that I really want. It might have been the Schwarber towel or something. I thought about going in with her, getting the giveaway, giving it to my wife, and then going to the next thing and like going up to somebody and be, like going to the next like entrance and being like, oh, she didn't get one. Can she just get grab one real quick and see if they give me an extra?
Yeah, okay. There's a thing called karma. You know what I mean?
Well, it's only if you believe in it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Shitty things happen to good people and good things happen to shitty people all the time.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of giveaways this year I really want, so.
Well, so many giveaways, but they couldn't give away dollar hot dogs.
Hey, gotta make money somehow. Yo, I went to a game earlier this year. I think it was a game before a BOGO. So I went to the game, had a hot dog. By the way, I spent fucking $44 on four hot dogs, stupid. Two for me, two for my wife, and two sodas, and it was $44. Anyway, I went to a game. We got hot dogs. I went to the very next game. It was a BOGO night, and the hot dogs are 10 times better on BOGO night.
On BOGO night? What?
Yeah. They're different.
But it's the same. No, it's the same hot dog.
No, it's not. I promise you it's not.
How is it not the same hot dog?
It's way better. It's like,
but it doesn't make sense. How?
It's way better. I don't know. I promise you it's not the same hot dog.
Does it just taste better because it's BOGO? Or is it legitimately?
No. What do you mean? It's going to taste the same no matter how much it costs.
You never know.
No. It tastes way better.
I'm pretty sure it's the same hot dog.
No, it's not. I promise you it's not.
Is it the same size? Getting the same girth and everything?
The same girth. You know, when it goes down the hole,
yeah,
it's a little girt now. To be honest with you, I think it may be a little bit bigger than like the normal hot dog, which doesn't make sense, but so maybe it's the same size. Maybe it is the same size. I don't know. It's better though. It's way, way, way better. Like I'm like eating like the game that was like the regular night. I'm eating the first hot dog. I'm like, this is like kind of shitty. Like I feel like shit. Like I'm going to eat this other one because I spent $44 on it. Like,
right, yeah.
I don't really want it. It's really not that good. And then I went to BOGO night and I'm like, I might as well just get one. I got one. I'm like, holy shit, I ate like four more.
Yeah. See, if I'm at a game, I don't really go hot dog. I go like cheesesteak or something like that.
It depends. Yeah. Depends for me. I got the last game I went to was last Friday. I got the from Bull's Barbecue. Did you ever have that cheesesteak?
No. So I haven't been to Bulls. Yeah, I haven't been to Bulls in, I don't know, like since Citizens Bank Open, Park Open. Like,
yeah.
That's how long it's been.
The burnt end cheesesteak, it's a little small and a little expensive, but it's good. It's worth it.
No, see, I usually go to Campo. So I like spicy food and I get the heater.
Yeah.
Heater's good. The heater's just cheesesteak with like buffalo jalapeno cheese or something, and like hot sauce, smaller than hot sauce. It's really good.
It depends. I usually don't go to the game and say like, I don't always get the same thing. Like it depends. Sometimes I'll get chicky. Sometimes I'll get Bulls. Sometimes I'll get a hot dog. We just got Manco and Mancos. They just opened up in the park. So some pizza. I try not to spend money when I go there, though. To be honest,
it's impossible, though.
Yeah,
but I guess you live right next door, so you could like eat right before and head out the door.
Yeah.
Whereas like me, if I go to like a game during the week or whatever, it's like I'm rushing home from work. You know, I don't have time to eat. Run to the ballpark, and I'm like hungry by the time I get there.
Yeah, I'm going Thursday night. My neighbor gave us tickets, and then
nice.
His wife works for the stadiums, stadium complex, but. She gets like free tickets every once in a while.
Well, nice.
So, and then I'm hopefully gonna get in there Friday somehow. And then,
but again, buy the tickets after the game starts. Get them for $10.
Yeah.
Then you go.
Yeah, I actually might have tickets already for Thursday. Now that I'm thinking about it.
For Friday?
No, for Thursday.
Oh, so you're gonna double up here?
Hold on a sec. Oh no! It's not till May 15th. Or no, yeah, Wednesday. So I have tickets Wednesday, Thursday. That's what it is. So I have tickets Wednesday. I don't know if I told the people on the show yet. I think you know this. My wife got free tickets from work, basically. So we have tickets for Wednesday. I don't know if I'll go, but we'll see.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Other than that, there's not really a whole lot going off Phillies wise.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say is like, it's the middle of May, so I don't want to get like carried away.
I will say,
but if he continues what he's doing, Like, Ranger's already in the Cy Young conversation.
Dude, I was just about to bring him up. I don't think I've seen him blink yet. I don't think I've seen him, like, smile yet.
Yeah.
Like, I said this on the show, I think, a couple weeks ago. I've told other people. He just reminds you of 2009, 2010, 2011 Cliff Lee. Like, just nothing phases him.
Just dialed in.
Defensively, like, just looks scary.
Yep.
I mean, he's going to need a contract in the end of the year, I think.
If he pitches like this, give it to him.
Yeah. But.
I mean, he's just pitching great. And, like, can we expect a 1.5 ERA or whatever he has for the entirety of the year? Probably not. It's probably unfair to expect that.
Yeah.
But.
Sub 3?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. I mean, right now, he's in the Cy Young conversation. And, of course, things can change from now till September, but he's pitching great. He's probably been their best pitcher.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Sucks Wheeler had that clunker this weekend.
Yeah. Guess what, though? I think if they're in a must-win game, I think I still go Wheeler over Suarez.
I agree. But do you go Suarez over Nola right now?
It's tough because I think if I'm going to guess, Nola's been better in the playoffs in his career than Suarez.
I don't know, man. The last 2 years, Suarez has been really fucking good.
Hey, Nola's been better.
I'm sure the numbers probably back that up, but like,
yeah.
I don't think it's a slam dunk. Like, Suarez has been really good in the playoffs the last 2 years.
I'm just saying he had that really bad game 7.
Right? Sure.
You know, that's all I'm saying. I don't think you could look at this full year and be like, you know, I trust Suarez more. I think the last 2 years tell you, yeah, Suarez is very good in the playoffs. But
what if Nola
has still having a Nola year where he's, you know, the guy he's been the last few years, I think you still have to look at the past and say, like, well, Nola's been really, like, money in the playoffs.
What if Suarez has a sub 2.2 ERA heading into the playoffs? And that's incredibly low. You might win the Cy Young at that point. Stott
Homer.
Yeah, yep. I think I'm like 20.
Yeah, I think you're like 10 or 15, yeah. I'm sorry, say that again.
Say he has a sub 2.2 ERA heading into the playoffs. And that's probably winning against Cy Young at that point.
What's Nola giving me?
Well, what's he at right now? He's probably 4-5.
Or is he?
That's my guess. What is he at?
I'm saying what's Nola end with?
Okay, he ends with 3.75.
Are we home or away? I mean, that matters.
You're on the road. You're on the road in game 7.
On the road, game 7. Is this the I don't know because like, let's say hypothetically, Wheeler pitches game 1, Nola pitches game 2, Suarez pitches game 3. What did they do in their first few? That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just be like,
sure.
You know.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, there's a lot to it.
Yeah, I tried to throw you a hypothetical, and you didn't answer the question.
Because I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm not going to tell you what you want.
Phillies are making this interesting late.
Couldn't happen to a better guy either.
What's that? Diaz?
Diaz, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a 3.67 ERA.
Okay, so my three. I mean, I was way off by saying 4 or 4.5, but my 3.75 is not that far.
No. But I'm pretty sure everybody is underneath a 4, aren't they?
Yeah, their pitching's been flat out great. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I think they're the second best ERA too. I don't know if that's as a pitching staff or just the starters.
I don't know. They still have issues in the bullpen. Their bullpen isn't awful, but it's not as good as you think it is.
It's better than you think it is.
It's got some great pieces, and then it has some pieces that I just don't
trust.
Dominguez.
Like,
I don't fully trust Soto either. He's been fine.
Still.
He's been good enough, but I don't trust him 100%.
But that's the thing, is they haven't really needed him very much. So, like, I don't know what he is yet. I don't know if I do or don't trust him yet.
I also really haven't seen a whole lot of Kirkering. Like, I still don't really know what you have there.
Sub 2 ERA. I mean, yeah. I know that's not a lot to work with, but...
And he hasn't... He's only been back for what? 2 weeks, if that?
Two, three, four, something like that. Yeah, three weeks, something like that. Oh, my God, it got away.
Yeah. It was ball four.
Yeah, I to be honest, I thought he maybe could have made it third, but I wasn't.
Clemens was on first, I think. I don't know if he's... He's not really the fastest guy to get the first to third on that, unless he was stealing, but I don't really see a reason to steal there on a 3-0 count.
So I'm like 10 seconds behind you, so don't...
They're just ending the mound visit now. So I don't know where you're at here.
They're still at the mound visit.
Yeah, so I'm a little ahead of you. I mean, listen, it's Schwarber, and this is I'm just going to turn into a live watch party now, but...
Yeah.
Schwarber, you know, he's 0 for 3, he's due, right?
Sure is. Throw a meatball.
How many homers do you have so far? Like 8? 7?
Something like that. Let's look that up.
Gee, Diaz is wild today. That's a problem with
pinch hit, isn't it?
Who, Schwarber?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he's 0 for 3 tonight. Unless that was last night.
No, that's 0 for 3 against Diaz.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. I did not read.
9 homers.
Holy shit. He just... Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not gonna react. It was a strike, but he... Yeah. He tried to unload on it.
All right, I got a 1-0 count. Getting ready to throw the pitch.
So who was DH tonight, then? I didn't look at the lineup.
It was Castellanos. Harper DH last night.
I saw Castellanos tonight. Yeah. Yeah, I saw Sunday's lineup, and I thought the lineup was fucking weird. It was goofy.
Yeah, because JT and Schwarber sat.
Yeah.
They're both kind of dealing with a little bit of a nagging. Like, Schwarber has a little bit of a lower back, stiff back, and I think JT's knees are a little, like, sore. So, they said they're day-to-day, but I don't think they come back tomorrow because it's a day game.
Oh, tomorrow's a day game.
Yeah. And then they play two at night. Was that a reaction?
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
It's hard to know.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, the way you reacted, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you'll see for yourself.
Okay, I guess it's bad. Yeah.
You just like a little more production. Like, try to make contact, get the ball deep, send a runner to third. That's all you really need here.
Good pitch.
Yep.
2-2. Close. Got a swing.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Oh boy, Garrett Stubbs.
Yeah, God forbid. Why is he? Is JT not playing tonight either?
No.
I mean, this is the problem in the offseason. Like I said, it all offseason is you need to find a backup catcher because I think Stubbs stinks. He stinks.
I'm not gonna say he doesn't stink. But you're expecting JT to play as much as he does. It's kind of like the back.
I think that's a mistake
Sixers,
to expect that though, because he's getting older and catcher's body break down.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I don't want them to this year. I don't want them to even split him in a backup. It's a fucking ball. I don't want them to like split time, obviously. But you have to expect JT to eventually like break down. You have to see it before it happens, which is why I would have went out and got a better backup.
I don't think, and I think they also think that it's not happening this year. So,
okay, unless it does,
it could. But I just don't think they. You know, I think going into next year, or the year after, that's when you start to say like, all right, let's catch it before it's too late.
Is this the last year of his deal, or does he have one more?
I have no idea.
But it's nearing the end of that contract, I believe.
It is. That was a strike, by the way.
The 2-1 pitch?
Or the 1-1 pitch. Yeah. The one that made the 2-1 pitch.
Well, I think it was a makeup call.
Probably.
Because the 1-0 pitch, I don't think, was a strike.
Yeah.
Although I think we might have got away with another one there because they said he didn't swing at that next pitch, and I'm pretty sure he did.
It's down three times.
Sorry to react again. Oh, he definitely swung at that.
It's three times.
So yeah, he definitely swung and they called it a ball. So,
oh, they're fired up.
With a capital PH. Boomer. The guy that you call not elite.
He's not elite.
This is great podcasting. Let's just watch the game.
It's just dead air. I mean, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm just watching this game, then we can move on. How long do I have to see Clemens here? But what do you think of Clemens? I don't know. It's yeah, exactly.
Dime a dozen. I mean, it's just until who's hurt?
Turner.
Yes, it's probably just until Turner comes back.
Yeah,
which is hopefully July.
Yeah, right.
Because he's what, 6 weeks? He's already down a week. He's already got a week down.
Right, about a month. A little over a month, maybe, till he's back.
Is it over?
No.
Yeah.
I'm a little afraid for Boehm right now, but yeah.
You're afraid for him?
Well, you'll see what happens.
Okay, great. Oh, great. Wonderful.
I mean, he scored a run.
Yeah.
But his fingers might be
broken.
But
another fucking guy down.
Yeah. I have a problem with these like, flamethrower guys that all they do is throw hard. It's like when you're off by a little bit, you're so wild.
Yeah,
it's insane.
But yeah, yeah. I was going like, to say, I think we're going to go somewhere else with that.
No, like Alvarado, as great as Alvarado can be, when he's off just slightly, he throws the ball all over the fucking place. Can't hit the strike zone.
I thought you were going to tell me they throw so hard that that's going to break his finger. And I'm like, oh, well, if it's 90 or 100, it's going to be broken.
No. Yeah, obviously. That came so close to the bat. I'm not even sure it didn't hit the bat. I think it hit his fingers, then maybe the bat. I don't know. It's hard to tell. They're reviewing it, though. But if he has that reaction, I think it hit him in the fucking hand.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it didn't hit the bat first.
True.
If he didn't, by having that reaction.
That's true. I think. You think it hit the bat?
Yeah.
See, I think it hits his finger first, and then I think it hits like the shaft of the bat.
See, I think it hits the
knob.
Yeah, it hits the knob first, and then his hand. Well, at least he's out there. It doesn't mean he'll play tomorrow, but. They might have gotten away with that.
This, what do they call it? Call it stands?
Oh, I don't know. I'm assuming. Diaz is back on the mound. Like, he's getting ready to throw.
Well, even if it was foul, he's still back on the mound. Even if it hit the
bat.
I'm saying
even, like, Harper's in the base.
Oh, yeah. No, I gotcha. But I'm just saying he would still be throwing a pitch even if it hit the bat.
No, I hear you.
Well, it's tie game. I thought it hit him like in like the finger. It hit him kind of like in the side of the hand, which yeah. I guess probably is better than the fingers. All right. What else do you want to talk about?
He's got two this year.
What, Grand Slams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
There really isn't much to talk about. I know we joked about the Michkov stuff, but like, there really isn't much there. I mean, will he come over? Will he not? Nobody knows until it happens. I know it sounds like they're open to the idea of terminating his contract so he can come over here, but until it happens, I'm just going to, you know, hope and we'll see what happens. Yeah. It really isn't much.
What does that do for his Russian team? Like, how does that benefit them in terminating his contract?
I guess it really doesn't.
Get something? They have to get something, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Under the table.
Yeah, you can get bought out of your contract that like the NHL team isn't supposed to help you with.
Right.
The player has to do it himself, but
right.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know what the benefit.
Hopefully, he's saving his pennies.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Which is kind of shitty because, like, like I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
I just think it's kind of not. It's kind of crazy for them to be like you can buy out of your own contract. It's like we're gonna pay you this money. Just don't go spend it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's in for a way for you to buy out. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying right now.
I saw that Ivan Fedotov was suspended like 3 years for international hockey. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, because so when he signed a contract with the Flyers last year, 2 years ago, and then the Russian team said, no, you're going to play. He basically forced him to sign a contract over there in Russia. And then the International Hockey Federation basically said, like, no, he has an NHL contract. He's not legally allowed to have a contract in another league. They didn't care because Russia does whatever the fuck they want. So he got suspended 3 years from international hockey. Okay. I don't know if he's really going to... He's not playing Olympics. He's not one of the two or three best Russian goalies in the world. So I don't think it really does a whole lot, but I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like Russia being like, you know, I'm going to take my toy and go home.
Right, yeah.
But good, I didn't want to play with the toy anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So. All right, you got anything else? You just kind of want to wrap up early here.
Yeah, I don't. There's really nothing, man. It's like you said, I feel like the dull, like, summer, you know, like.
Like, even the hockey playoffs haven't really been all that interesting. Like, I love hockey, and the playoffs are always a great time of year for me, but, like, they haven't even really been that interesting.
Basketball's okay at this point.
What are the series at over there?
Everything.
Yes, well, I haven't paid attention.
Denver, Minnesota. So Minnesota goes to Denver for the first two games. They beat them. They go up 2-0 against Denver in Denver. Then they come back home to Minnesota. They lose 2. So the away team keeps winning, and that's a 2-2 series. So for people that don't know, my wife's a teacher. She has a couple students that are, like, infatuated by Kobe Bryant. Obviously, they're
really
too young. Yeah, they're too
young. I was
going
to say, they're young.
Yeah, too young for them to remember him. So I told her to tell them, if you want to know what Kobe was like in the mid-2000s, like, just watch Anthony Edwards. Like, Anthony Edwards is very much... I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think he's anything near Kobe yet.
He's young, though, man. Like,
yeah, I know. He's got a real chance. He's unbelievable. Dude, he'll play like a four... And they lost last night. Not because of him. He shot really efficient. Put up 44 last night. Like,
I haven't watched a ton of him, but from what I hear, he's like the next superstar of the league.
He's like Jordan and Kobe, like,
yeah.
Like the real, like, real thing.
I know there was hype coming out of the draft, but there wasn't like generational hype coming out of the draft.
I didn't think he was gonna be this good. He's like, I think so far in the playoffs he's only had like under 30 or 35 like twice. Like,
what,
he just,
what draft
just
is
won't
that?
Stop. 2021 or 20?
Did he go one? He went
yep.
one, right?
Yep.
He went 2 and 3. Do you remember?
I don't. I have to look it up.
You said it was 2021?
One of those years. Maybe 2019.
Oh, I'm looking, hold on. Where is it at?
2020.
2020?
Yeah, so he went one. James Wiseman went 2.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. He doesn't even play for them anymore.
Okay.
So
is he in the league at all?
He may not be. He is in Detroit, yeah. Golden State took
him
number 2.
Holy shit, what a catch.
LaMelo Ball went 3.
You know, I love Clemens. Let's keep him around. Hell of a play.
I didn't see it yet. I'm just getting ready to see it now.
I mean, I have the replay. If it's as good as I think it is.
Yeah.
He went up and got that thing, yeah. But sorry, who went 3?
LaMelo Ball.
Okay.
Who he's got really good talent, he just hasn't been able to stay on the court. other notable guys. Devin Vassell, same issue. Can't stay on the court. Shoots like 40% from three. He's a really good shooter. Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton went 12. He probably should be the number two pick. Tyrese Maxey went 21.
Which he'd probably go two or three in that draft.
Going back with it, yeah, he's probably the third pick.
Like, would you take Halliburton or Maxey?
Probably Halliburton because he's a better three-point shooter. He's bigger, and he's a facilitator. Where I think Maxey can facilitate, I just think he's a natural number two. Like, I think he's a natural shooting guard.
I gotcha.
But yeah, Anthony Edwards is really, really good.
Legit, yeah.
Literally, like when you watch Kobe and Michael play, like he's very much in that same like tree of player. So that series is 2-2. What else? I think Boston's up 2-1.
2-1. That series is only three games in.
Yeah, I believe so.
Jesus,
I think that game was tonight. Yeah, it's 3-1 now. It was tonight.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense. They're the better team.
And then Dallas is playing OKC right now as we speak. Just started. It's the end of the first quarter. They're up 30-18. The Mavericks lead 2-1.
Okay.
And then the Knicks-Pacers is 2-2.
Okay. So, all right, well, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like they haven't been all that interesting either.
Yeah, not. I mean, well, I define interesting because like the Knicks really. I just you know, I'm not somebody that says that officiating causes teams to win or lose. But it's getting like this league stinks, man. It really does. It's not a good league. It's not.
No, it's not.
And it hasn't been for a really long time. I was telling somebody this last week. Like, I'm not somebody that sits here and like, oh, you know, the new generation, blah 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 blah. I'm not somebody that sits here and says like how great something used to be. Like, I'm all about evolution and I'm all about, you know, finding new things, and like baseball really needed it, right? Like with some of the changes. But like this league used to be so much better in like 2005, well, 2006.
Yeah, and I know drawing calls has always been a thing. But I think it's gotten extreme where like that's all they look for. Like, they don't even try to generate offense anymore. It's just how can I get the foul?
I think I don't disagree with you, but it only really happens at the end of the game. Like, that's my problem with it. Is like,
sure, yeah.
It happens a lot at the end of a game, especially like Brunson. Like, and I think Brunson's a great player. I think he's in that second tier of players. I think that guys like him, Anthony Edwards, SGA, I'm trying to think of another guy. Even Maxey and like Paolo Banchero. Like, I think those guys are in that next tier of like, they have to do it again for another year or two for them to be like the superstar elite guys, the guys that take over, like the LeBrons and the Durants. Like, when they slowly start to move down, but like, and I think Brunson's a really great player. You can't score 40 plus without taking, you know, 25 shots. But like. Yeah, I just the way they get to the line at certain points of the game is not fun.
Sure,
it's not fun to watch. I think the whole league stinks. I think there are a lot of things that need to change, and they'll never change because they're trying to add. Where I think,
like,
they should
subtract. What do you need to change?
I think they need to go lesser games. I think they need to go to like 60-ish.
62. Just get rid of 20.
Something like that. Yeah. Start at Christmas, like Christmas Day, and then you can end in May or whatever it is, the regular season, April, May. I think that the first round is pointless. It used to be best of five. They changed it to seven. I wouldn't say you necessarily have to go to best of five, but my buddy and I kind of came up with this idea where you keep it at seven, but if you go up 3-0, the series is over.
Okay.
But they'll never do that because what if a series goes seven? Then that team sits for an extra 5 days, 6 days, whatever
right.
It is.
Sure.
So, you know, I understand why they wouldn't do that, but like, it's just like little things like that. Like, I don't know. And they'll never do it because they're looking bad.
Well, sure. Or what you could do is make being a higher seed more more important, where like I've heard this thrown out, like if you're the higher seed, you only have to win 3 games, where the lower seed has to win 4 or something like that.
Yeah, but then you still run into that same rule, you know what I mean? Or that same idea that like this team is sitting for an extra 5 or 6 days.
And, yeah.
But yeah, I mean like there are a lot of teams in the league that, you know, like you look at all the leagues really. I mean, other than the NFL, like, you know, there's just some really bad franchises. Like,
sure.
It's, you know.
Even in the NFL, there's really bad franchises.
Yeah, but I think the NFL brings in enough money and
for sure.
You know, but.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
I gotta stop reacting. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got for basketball.
Yeah. If you don't score a run now, you know, it's a failure. But, are you got anything else?
Nope.
All right, that'll do it this week. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Fired Up Sports. We'll get out of here, and we will see everybody next Monday. See you then.